Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Do you know what I hate? I hate when somebody reads a big, long bio about their guest and it just doesn't really sound real. So that's why I say to Dan McCormick, who's our guest right now, since he doesn't actually have a title, because he says, I don't usually have a title. I said, well, then give me the elevator pitch on Dan McCormick. And I kind of liked it because he has a website, habitfinder.com, of which I suggest all of you go take a look at. It says, Habit Finder, are your habits of thinking supporting or sabotaging your success? Here comes the 30-second pitch from the man himself, Dan McCormick.
It's great to be with you. And yes, it is indeed. You know, as 19 years old, I finished college at Washington State University in just 2 weeks' time. You know, a lot of people call that dropping out, but for me, I call it finished. Somebody put a book in my hand that was entitled The Greatest Secret in the World by Og Vandino. And The Greatest Salesman in the World is the book that's more well-known. And so when you read that website, habitfinder.com/act now, those are the words that propelled me and my wife to surpass our first $1 million in income when I was 22 years of age. Now, not many people get married at 19, but I did. And passed our first $1 million at 22, and we were students of great wisdom literature, and I just think about paying it forward every day, Alan.
First of all, I'm writing that down because I've been looking for something to call, you know, the books that we all love to read, great wisdom literature. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, my wife had Stephen Covey as a professor in college, and, you know, he was kind of successful at writing books, and I got to know Stephen a little bit, and his son I've interviewed on other shows, and he always referred to all of the vast materials, wisdom literature, including the ancient wisdom literature he would refer to as biblical stuff. So good stuff. Yeah, I like that term as well.
I love it. So how did it all get started for you in the world of business? Obviously, your great wisdom literature helped you, but what did you do?
Well, you know, my business was, I grew up in a fitness center in the Bellevue, Washington area, and my business was health and fitness. And I figured out at 19 how to make money because I watched my grandfather always be on diet. I mean, literally, I mean, every kind of diet you can imagine. He had a book of all the different diets he wrote down and did. And so I figured at 19 that health and fitness was never going to go out of style. Helping people lose weight, feel better, look better was never going to go out of style. There's never a bear market when it comes to vanity. You just never have people being too thin. So my wife and I got involved in the business of weight loss, nutrition, and anti-aging. And that's how it started. We were able to apply the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, to our career as we coached and sold products around the world. And lo and behold, we fast forward all these years later, and we now have a way of coaching entrepreneurs through the habitfinder.com/act now to measure your thoughts, literally measure your thoughts, have an entrepreneur experience that can improve every aspect of not what you think, but how you think. And that's so cool because when I first took the test 15 years ago, the Habit Finder profile, it cost me $1,200. And now with the evolution of technology, we can do it for free. So free is a good deal for most people to improve their lives.
I like free. Free is good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have, hold on. I've got something for you. I have this. Because I told him I would play a little U2, Beautiful Day. We're talking with Dan McCormick. He is the requested title, because he didn't give us a title. The co-founder, I guess you might say, habitfinder.com. You guys can check it out. It is free. Find out whether your habits are good, bad, or ugly. And we're going to learn a little bit about this on this show today. Stay with us. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road. silver. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for hanging with us. Our guest right now, Dan McCormick. He has a website, Habit Finder. And I think we start with, you know, some of the struggles on the journey. People have these struggles and they think that, you know, through watching social media that everybody has these rosy lives and theirs just sucks. But it's just not true. Yeah. No matter how rosy people make their lives, I do it. I'm always doing it. I don't ever say my life sucks today. You know, so the reality is there is a struggle. Maybe you could talk. Does Habit Finder help people with understanding the journey and the struggles in the journey by any chance?
Absolutely. And when you do that, first watch my video, go to habitfinder.com/act now. And I'll describe the Ogmandino journey in my life. And I'll say that 35 years of being an entrepreneur. Now, my wife and I, we have 4 married kids. We have 8 grandkids. So in everything you do in life, everything's going to have trial and error. And I mean, out of my 35 years of business, we've been blessed to have this phenomenal income over all these years, touch a lot of people's lives. But Alan, I'm going to say out of the 35, maybe 5 have been easy. So how do you navigate the trials? How do you navigate the plateaus? And the Habit Finder assessment profile will absolutely crystallize a lot of your thoughts and feelings. And that's what's so cool about it, because it is free. And the Og Group at the Ogmandino company that we represent, that we work with, we can absolutely change people's lives. If you're an entrepreneur, a husband, a wife, a student, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any type of challenge, I just know in my journey, the friends that I have that have some astronomical net worths, hey, there's trials, there's challenges. We want to get through those as quickly as we can and harmonize our life with contribution. And I like to have this saying that the quality of our life is based on the quality of the questions we ask and the contributions we make.
Mm.
And if we do that properly on the Habit Finder profile, we're going to be able to look at our thoughts, how we can measure them, how we can improve them, and be more efficient and effective in every aspect of every relationship in our life.
You know, it's funny. I've told my kids when they're like, Dad, the kid across the street gets this and gets to do that, and the kid across the street or whatever, I always say, you know what? You're not going to be able to, because either you didn't save or you didn't work hard enough or whatever it is. So my kids, you know, they don't like bad news. Kids don't like bad news. And then my kids would start sulking around. I'd say, you know what? This stuff is good for you. Sometimes you need to just realize that the struggle in the journey is important. And the fact that if a chicken, when it's inside the egg, didn't struggle and fight its way out of the egg, it would die inside. And I said, you're not dying inside. Mm-hmm. You're going to struggle. There's going to be struggle in life. You might as well start struggling now. So, you know, my kids, they don't like hearing some of these things from me along the way. But I look at my kids and I'm like, man, these kids are fantastic. They're independent. They don't need me. And I love that. It makes me mad on one hand because, you know, they don't have to come around and hang around so much. But on the other hand, I think, wow, I've done a pretty good job of giving my kids something called independence, inwardly dependent,
yeah,
instead of outwardly dependent. So I think this is important. The struggle is a very, very important part of the journey. And no matter how much money you have, now you've been fortunate and you've dealt with yours properly, but you said it in the beginning, Dan, you said, all but about 5 years, there's been struggle. And I believe mm-hmm. that struggle leads to something that is a very important part of our life, which is called character. And without character, what have you got? You know?
Boy, I like that a lot. I really like that a lot. You know, Og says that good habits are the keys to all success. Bad habits are the unlocked door to failure. And so when you talk about that character, that's what breeds that character, that whole thing. And he talks about also that only principles endure. And so if we can learn the right principles of entrepreneurship, if we can learn the right principles of relationships, you know, principle, the Indo-European origin of that word, you're going to love this. I guarantee your listeners have never heard this before. The Indo-European origin of the word principle is so cool because the first 4 letters, P-R-I-N, is a strong channel. The PLE at the end is moving you forward. So what are those principles in your life that are going to help you get through the struggle? What are the relationships? I mean, I like to coach people on what it means to have, you know, Og Mandino's attitude in the first scroll he ever wrote, and the greatest salesman in the world is, "Today I begin a new life." Well, that was being written from a man that came from alcoholism and an estranged wife and daughter. And lo and behold, he writes a book that's sold 20, 30 million copies and has read around the world even to this day for people that want to be better, dealing with people, dealing with the journey, measuring those habits, Alan. And I love your word character, because to me, that's an invaluable experience.
Very, very good. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Dan McCormick from habitfinder.com/act now. If you want to get this for free, you can check out your habits. He's going to put on his professor's cap and give us some character builders on the other side. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, our guest today, Dr. McCormick, 2 weeks in college. I think he stayed at Holiday Inn Express. Habitfinder.com/act now, and you can get a free measuring device of your habits. Measure, master, multiply. That's what it says on the website. Very cool looking website, by the way. I got to tell you, I really like it, Dan. But it is time for you to put on your professor's cap. What I'd like to do in this segment is to have you just take the essence of what you've learned. If you could share these little vitamin pills, these little snackable, little like takeaways. What are the takeaways? And if there's some order to them, obviously starting with habits, because you decided to create a website that helped people to overcome their bad habits and to remember. I know you said remember is one of the most greatest words in the world. Give me some of these tidbits of advice.
Well, I think there's three words that really kind of encapsulate my life and when I teach and when I stand on a stage, and it's principles, and we talked about that word, habits, and reference points. And so when I was a young man and I was learning to be an entrepreneur and learning to be in sales and learning to lead teams of people, thousands and thousands of people around the world, I had to learn what good habits were. And I was an athlete as a young man, so I had to remember what did an athlete do before they got on the court or whatever their sport was, and that is they warmed up. And so to me, the warm-up was always the good food that went in the brain. Those little vitamins you talk about, those are the words of great people, whether it's Og Mandino, whether it's Stephen Covey, whether it's any of the great minds. The Strangest Secret I was listening to this weekend with Earl Nightingale. You remember that voice?
Yeah.
These are great little vitamins that get you sharp. So I personally wouldn't want to wake up in the morning, turn to my email, listen to the news, and do any of that until I got the good food in my brain. And that's why Og says, "Today I begin a new life," or the second scroll, which is, "I will greet this day with love in my heart." Relationships of affirmation are very powerful. And when he says love, he's not saying eros, which is the agape or the pure love. He's saying phileo, the brotherly love. How do customers and people learn to buy from you? They only buy from people they trust. And in order to get to trust, you have to know how to ask the right questions and be the right kind of person, not just a salesperson. You and I were talking about that. When I say habitfinder.com/act now, and you can watch my video and make your profile and measure your own habits, hey, that's not a sales job on my part. That's free. That's for you. That's the best thing in the world you can do, is take 15 minutes and say, how do I be better? So I think those three words are critical in my life. I understand principles. I practice my habits at 5:20 in the morning every morning.
Wait a minute. You said
there is not a...
What three words?
Principles, habits, and the last one is called reference points.
All right, hold on.
Because I never want to forget.
I'll tell you why, because you go, I think those words, and you go, how do I be better? And I go, that's five words.
Okay. Oh, got it. Yeah.
Okay, so principles, habits, and the third one was?
Reference points.
Okay.
Because you don't want to have like a one-hit wonder. You don't want to be a success in life for 5 minutes. So what are the reference points that get you there? What are the clarity of principles and habits that'll keep you on track? And that's what Ogg did, and he copied Ben Franklin on the 13 virtues that Franklin studied for 64 years of his life. So there's great pearls of wisdom in literature when you can measure your habits, and it's going to make you a better person, a better husband, spouse, uncle, brother, cousin, student, a friend, you name it.
Yeah, but I already like the fact that you must start the day. When I open my eyes every day, I do have thoughts. We all do. You're either, you know, I've got gas, or I'm hungry, or how do I be better? Or all three of them, the above. But, I mean, I think that it's so important for us to literally, from the time we open our eyes and we think, you know, here's another day, you can either be, oh, I got to go to work today, or how can I be better? And just having that that energy about you is enough to start something happening, you know?
Without a doubt. I don't know all your listeners. I hope I meet some of them. But this is life change. For things to change, you have to change. For things to get better, you have to get better. I had to completely relearn the world of social media through my daughters because they're all into social media.
Yeah.
So I'm flexible in my approach to life, but I'm inflexible in my principles to life.
Right. Principles, habits, reference points.
And reference points.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, this is all available for you guys for free. It says $99 with a line through it. It's for free right now if you go to habitfinder.com/act now. And before we go, what are you most proud of, Dan McCormick? Because it sounds like you've done a lot of amazing things in your life.
Without a doubt, 35 years of marriage as of yesterday.
Wow.
Four married daughters, great son-in-laws, eight amazing grandchildren. That is truly the joy in the journey right there.
That's awesome. I've got 32 years under my belt in August, so I'm right behind you, brother. Dan McCormick.
Awesome, man. Let's hang out.
You're a good man. We're going to hang out. He doesn't have a title. Habitfinder.com/act now. Check your habits and see if you've got some bad ones that are destroying you. This is what we do here with Entrepreneur, is try and bring opportunities for you guys to find your way in this life. Measure, master, multiply. Habitfinder.com. Dan McCormick, thank you very much, my friend.
Great to be with you. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, don't hang up. I want to talk to you in the commercial break. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. There's more. Don't go anywhere.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, I've got another very interesting entrepreneur for you. He's telling me his story in the commercial break, and I don't have a lot of time. So I stopped him and I go, stop. This is too good. So Onyx Single is the founder and CEO of Learn Incorporated. That's LURN.com. Learn Incorporated, but learn.com, LURN. Onyx, I want you to tell me your story again. First of all, I'm going to just tee it up for you a little bit. How many people listening, and I'm raising my hand, have gone through this? You guys tell me if you raise your hand or not tell me, just you'll think and I'll hear it because I hear the collective soul of my audience. You've worked really hard. You've put everything into what you're doing. And then the market crashes, the bottom falls out, the laws change in the business that you're doing, or something catastrophic happens that you have, well, either lost everything or become very close to losing everything. Your health is now an issue. You're starting to reevaluate everything in life. I mean, how many of us have experienced that? I mean, it's like insane. This is an entrepreneur's life. We have to go through it. It's like tempering the steel and the fire, the hot fires of being an entrepreneur. You come out stronger on the other side, but it's hell. So now, Anik, I want you to tell your story. First of all, you blew through high school and college, and at 22 years old, you started to be an entrepreneur and you became very successful. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I actually became an entrepreneur while I was still in college and became very successful by the end of my third year of college. So I was doing both at the same time.
You have won many awards and you're currently, I think, one of the one of the fastest growing companies in America. You got a lot going on to this very day. But the journey. So give me the elevator pitch on Anik Singhal.
Yeah, well, listen, so, you know, I started in college because it wasn't enough. Going to class every day, coming back, just wasn't fueling the soul. I wanted to go out and get my hands dirty, wanted to get started. So I turned to the internet, and I had no idea about digital entrepreneurship or anything. I just went to Google, and I literally typed in how to make money. And Google came back and filled in the words for me and said online. So I was like, okay, whatever, how to make money online. And one thing leads to another. You know, 18 months, I was obsessed with it. I started learning about things like search engine optimization, web page development, and different monetization strategies. And that was fine and dandy that I was learning about it, but nothing was working. 18 months, I think I failed over 50 times during that time. But finally, things started dialing in, okay? I started with $100 to my name, and things finally started to dial in. No loans, no capital raise, no VCs. It's just me and myself and my laptop. And before I graduated, I was out killing it. I think my business was set to do about $1 million that year. And it was great. It was all roses. I mean, I grew that business. I worked hard. I worked day and night. I grew that business. I got accepted into an incubator program and got some leadership and guidance and kept growing it. And I was living the life, okay? I was traveling first class. I was speaking in up to 3 different countries a week.
Cool.
And then 2008 happened. So here's what I did. I grew my company from that $100 I had to my name to over $10 million a year in revenue.
Wow.
I had 3 offices, over 90 employees. I had 2 offices in India, 1 big one in the U.S. And so I'm living the life. 2008 happens. Everything around me is crashing, right? And all these businesses, you hear doom and gloom on the news. But I'm doing all right. My business is still chugging along. So I thought, you know, it's not my industry. So let's keep going, keep growing, keep hiring, keep building, go for the next big mountain. And then 2009, things start to kind of curve. And I'm like, all right, you know, I just need to double down. I just need to do more. You know, let's do bigger. Let's do badder.
Yeah.
Then 2010 curves around and things are starting to really not look my way. And so my solution as a first-time CEO is let's double down again.
Oh.
You know, let's just go deeper into this. Let's invest more money. So people always say, oh, you must have gone broke because you bought gold chains and big fancy cars. No, I was still living at my parents' house. I wasn't buying fancy toys.
Wow.
I was just investing everything into my business. And next thing I know, come around 2011, you know, mid-2011, I find myself in the worst place of my life. So imagine this, you're 26 years old, $1.7 million in debt. I owe to everybody. I owed my parents mortgaged their entire home, which they had paid off, worked 20 years to pay off. They mortgaged a whole home to help me. One of my friends, who's like my little brother, gave me his entire life savings. I owed Visa, Amex, my banks. I owed vendors, partners. My own lawyer, who was telling me to declare bankruptcy and helping me, I owed him money. I didn't know what was going on, and everything fell apart in my life. My health, my relationships. I had already been dealing with some health issues since I was a kid. They just got exacerbated to a crazy degree. I had internal bleeding. I was hospitalized every few months.
Whoa.
So everything's falling apart. And I just, it's like, it's crazy, right? Didn't learn a lesson. I just kept doing more of the same thing. Trying to, I don't know if it was ego or what it was at that time. I just felt like, no, you know, I'm not going to cut down my expenses or tail back. So we all have this moment, right, in our lives where we have to learn the lesson. This was mine. I'm on my way to India. I'm on a flight. And long story short, I get bumped. I have to stay in a hotel in Amsterdam during a layover. Never happened to be before in my life. I talk about divine intervention here. But I start to get really sick. I mean, super sick, okay? White as a ghost, sweating. And the next day, I decide to turn back, go back to the U.S., go see my doctors. I can barely make it onto the plane. I get on the plane. The last thing I remember is sitting down, putting my head back. Next thing I know, I'm not even kidding, next thing I know, I wake up, I'm being attached to a stretcher, I'm being walked down the plane on these steps, and the plane is no longer at the gate. The plane had left the gate, it was about to take off, and luckily this guardian angel next to me, I never know who this person was, he or she, they never told me, the airline won't tell me, they must have seen that something was wrong with me, and noticed that I wasn't just sleeping. They waved the flight attendant down. So I get rushed in an ambulance to the hospital in Amsterdam, and I find out later that I had bled out over 40% of my body's blood.
Oh, my God. All right, hold on. This is from business. Now, yeah. This is the cliffhanger. We got to hold on to the other side of the break. Anik Singhal, he is the founder and CEO of Learn Inc., LURN.com, Learn Inc. I love it. We're gonna do the cliffhanger. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And we're talking with Anik Singhal. He's the founder and CEO of Learn Inc., L-U-R-N, learn.com. Yeah, L-U-R-N.com. Got to make sure I say that because it's not spelled the normal way. So here he is, a young man. He's half dead. He's doubled down a number of times. And how many of us entrepreneurs do this exact same thing? I remember thinking when I did it, by the way, I remember thinking to myself, I am the smartest guy. I'm seizing the opportunity. And everybody else is having a rough time. I'm going to seize the opportunity and double down. No! But you know what? You got to go through these things in life sometimes as an entrepreneur, as a business person. I've heard said a number of times, has the guy ever failed in business? Because if he hasn't, I don't want him. There is a huge value in going through failures like that and recovering from them. All right, so back to the story. He bled out 40% of his blood. They're lowering him down on the stretcher. Keep going. And then we're going to learn about Learn Inc.
Okay, so I go to the hospital. Doctors are scrambling. Language barrier. I know what's wrong with me. I know how to treat it, but I'm struggling to tell them. And finally, things get stabilized. I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning and check this out. So we become entrepreneurs. Why? Because we want financial freedom, right? A lot of entrepreneurs, we talk about freedom. I want freedom. That morning, I had my moment. I had my wake-up call.
Because when
I woke up,
moment, yeah.
Yeah, I had the aha moment because they had put so many devices on me and things that some of them are crosswired and I couldn't move. Like I physically couldn't move. It was because of the way they were had me strapped down. And I'm sitting there trying to hit the button to call the nurse and I'm looking out the window and I look at myself and said, man, what has happened to you? Because you wanted to become an entrepreneur to be financially free. You can't even get out of bed. Like, this is not right. And so that was it. That was my moment. You know, my parents are scrambling to get to Amsterdam to help me out. Everyone's freaking out. I don't know what's going on. I'm in this ward with a bunch of people I can't communicate with. And I was like, this is not life. I've done something drastically wrong. Luckily, in a few days, I recovered as I used to and came home. And I landed at 1 p.m. And by 7 p.m., I was at my mentor's house the same day knocking on the door. Now, my mentor had no idea what had happened, but as soon as he opened the door, the first things he said to me were, are you finally ready to listen? And that was the day and the moment. So what I did is I decided I had to hit the reset button. I had to stop. I had to go back and figure out what the heck. I had to really do some introspection, figure out what is it that went wrong. So I shut down all my offices. I went from about 95 people to 6 people. And I said, no, I'm not declaring bankruptcy, not doing it. What am I going to do, declare bankruptcy and tell my father I can't pay him back?
Right.
You know, that's not an option. And so I remember this moment when I'm shutting down my office. So it was the last day I had to give my keys in, you know, this beautiful 5,000 square foot office we had built. and it's all dark and it's gloomy. And I remember I just stayed back. I was in the office until 9 or 10 at night. And I sat across at this big whiteboard wall, and I said, I'm not leaving until I figure out what happened. And you know what? And during that time, I figured out the biggest thing that happened is I lost track of who I was and what I wanted to build. I was chasing money the whole time, chasing it so bad that I fell out of love with what I was doing. I started to hate my life. I started to hate my business. I started to hate everything about my company, including the employees and the customers. So that was when Learn was born. Because that moment I decided, if I'm going to stay in business, I'm only going to do it to live what I really, where I bring value to the world. And what I discovered is my favorite day, the day I aspire to hit one day, is when I come into the office and do nothing that day except for sit with other entrepreneurs and brainstorm their businesses. I love entrepreneurship. It is a true passion. It is the blood that runs through my veins. And so I decided that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a business around being around entrepreneurs. And if it works out, all the better. If it doesn't, so be it. But I'm not going to sacrifice or compromise on case of money. And you know what? That decision led me to paying my debt back within 16 months. I paid every penny back. And that was when Learn was born, this home for entrepreneurs where we build courses and curriculums and communities for entrepreneurs. And 5 years ago when this all happened, and I paid back my last debt in about 2014, early 2014, so it's actually 4 years. That was when I had this vision. I said, you know what? Being an entrepreneur is one of the most lonely things you can do. And especially if you're an online entrepreneur, and I wanted to build this Learn Center, which we built now, a 26,000 square foot home for entrepreneurs where we run courses, training, co-work space. We have a nap room. We have game rooms. We have huddle rooms. We have a video studio, audio studios. You can stream around the world with your content. And we built a virtual home. If you go to learn.com, actually you have to go to learn.com/register because it's still an alpha. But we have a virtual home with over 30 courses, of which 20 are free, that you can take that teach you all kinds of different aspects of entrepreneurship. And now we're partnering with Robert Kiyosaki, Kevin Harrington, Les Brown, Bob Proctor, Damon. Wow. Damon John's doing a course for us soon. So we are the place where we understand entrepreneurs, the good and the bad, the tough and the, you know, the easy. And our goal is to just provide resources and training and community to entrepreneurs.
And where is this located, Learn Center?
The Learn Center is in Rockville, Maryland.
Hmm. How close is that to D.C.? Because I have to go to D.C. I might like to come by and visit.
Please, you got to come by 35 minutes.
Oh, perfect. All right. Let me take a break because we're going to ask you, Anik, to be the professor. It's time for that part of the show where you teach us some of the Learn curriculum, L-U-R-N. Does Learn spell, does it mean anything, L-U-R-N? Is it a, or is it just a twist
of
word?
Play on the word.
Yeah, there you go. That's nice. All right. LURN.com, Anik Singhal, and I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We're going to come back and learn from the professor. Stay with us.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, we're talking with Anik Singhal. He's the founder and CEO of Learn, Learn Incorporated, learn.com, spelled L-U-R-N. And today, Anik teaches people how to create their own online passion-based businesses. Then he guides them through his step-by-step process to maximize profit and grow revenues. And today he's going to help us do that. So here's my question for you, Anik. First of all, you have such a young sounding voice. To me, when I first started talking to you, I thought, this guy sounds 21 years old. You have this young, youthful way about you, which I think you're, what, 35? About to be 35?
About to be 35, yeah.
And have been through hell and back. So when you got to that chalkboard and you said, I'm going to figure out what the hell went wrong here, what did it kind of finally come down to? I mean, was there any one thing or two or three things? And then on the other side of the chalkboard, what was it you wrote that was the next, you know, plan B to create Learn?
So absolutely there were. And I can give you three very specific things I had to deal with. And a lot of people listening right now, I tell you right now, I'm about to gut punch because many people have to deal with this. The first thing that I had to deal with was ego.
Yep.
All right. So I had to acknowledge and accept the fact that I was responsible. I'm not going to say I was to blame. I don't believe in that. I was responsible for what took place. And I was responsible because of decisions I made. And I was responsible because of skills and talents I was convinced I had just because I thought that was the best thing that ever walked the earth. And the truth is that in and of itself, that is why my mentor opened the door and said, "Are you finally ready to listen?" I remember those words. They hit me. There was like a sword going into my gut. It hit me so hard because I remember thinking, man, I never realized I'm not coachable. And so the first thing was ego. And so when I went back to the drawing board and I thought, I want to help entrepreneurs, unfortunately, it's too common of a story for entrepreneurs to go through something similar to what I went through, you know, the big downfall.
Sure.
And it's like, how can we kind of stop that? It doesn't have to be a part of the process. And so I'll tell you what, we learn as a community and we really take that at home. Our purpose statement is to become a transformational home for entrepreneurs. And that's all community driven because when you are around other entrepreneurs, that community aspect will humble you. It will humble you. It will teach you because things you don't know or don't have access to or experiences you haven't had, if you can be in front of someone who has had them, it will truly help. And entrepreneurs, by nature, work alone a lot. So that was the first thing we said. No, even if it's virtual, we want to drive community to get people to be able to balance that ego, right? So that they are being humbled at all times. Number two, knowledge. And this ties back to the ego, right? So I did not know how to get myself out of that situation. I always say I was a first-time CEO. I'm not now. I have weathered many a storm since then because I learned. But I was a first-time CEO. So the problem was I started having so much success that I thought I knew it all. And I thought I had the golden touch. So I stopped learning. Mm. Whereas today, I read 30 to 35 books every single year. And I don't just read them. I take action. I'm on my way tomorrow to Dallas to attend a training event for 3 days on hiring. So we learn innately if committed to teaching and committed to bringing experts from all over the world to your doorstep. So committing to grow and committing to always be involved in education and in educating yourself is a big part of what we do here and a big part of what I needed back then. And last but not least is, man, you know, strategy. Like if I'm in $1.7 million in debt, what was I doing to get out of it? What was my strategy? What was the plan? You know, nothing. I was a cowboy. Like, let's just, you know, let's go this way. Let's go that way as a renegade cowboy. And you know what? You can't do that in entrepreneurship. Many people think that's what entrepreneurs are. But if you talk to any successful entrepreneur, they'll tell you, they're strategic.
Yeah.
They're very strategic. So for us is to bring as many systems and strategies and community and mentors and coaches to the disposal of entrepreneurs so they can avoid these three things, ego, lack of knowledge, and lack of strategy.
Right, right, right. All good, man. I love the story. I love it because, you know, yours was obviously a pretty extreme story of getting socked in the gut by life. Very important. And you guys can check out Learn at LURN.com. I can't wait to go there. I'm looking at it online. It is an awesome looking place. And you know what? We are the collective soul of the five people we spend the most time with in business. No question about that. All right, man. Thank you very much for telling your story. I hope it shines a light onto the path of some entrepreneur out there. Thank you, Anik.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
All right. Learn.com. And our show brought to you in part by the 2018 Kia Stinger, fueled by youth. See you next week right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.